This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Happy Friday. Make the most of it, friends. We still have the freedom to do the right thing regardless of what state or position we are in this country today. So, with that said, friends, we got much to cover. We really do. Got some audio I need to play for you. What we're going to be talking about, the main topic, is while you are distracted by the mainstream media, again, covering for conspirators, Jeremiah 11:9, 87 politicians were being exposed for horrific crimes. But notice how the media covered for them once again. Why? Because they don't want you to be up in arms about what's going on in the government. They don't want you to take action concerning what's going on in this government. Friends, there's an 11% approval rating in your government. I mean, what does it need to do? Go up negative 99.9% before the American people respond? Again, I mean, this is how embarrassing this country has become in the face of heaven and before the face of other countries across the globe on so many different fronts. Folks, I did an article this morning on Germans on the Rise, Defying Coronavirus Fraud. And, of course, I'm not going to play that audio for you because it was in German. To their credit, probably blurting the truth out in their confusion, NBC News, World News, did a report. And, folks, I'm telling you what, the streets in Berlin were packed with protesters defying government for coronavirus fraud, just for the record. I just want you to think about what's taking place here, friends. How long is it going to take before the American people wake up to this? One individual in Germany was asked why he's out here. Why are you protesting? And he said that there are thousands and thousands of scientists, doctors worldwide who are not heard. He said they are silenced. He said, we are here today because we believe that the only, this is what he said, the few scientists around the world who follow the leads of the government are those who are heard. Again, he said, the good doctors are being censored. They're being discredited as conspiracy theorists. Yep. Who covers for conspiracy and those that are responsible for conspiracy more than the media? The media polarizes those that call them out for their conspiracies. And what does the media do? Through totalitarian methods, they take it a step further and they call them conspiracy theorists because they want anybody else that dare stand up against those that are being covered by the mainstream media for their conspiracy. In fact, they want you to be, well, scared off because, you know, you might be next if you dare uncover one of these individuals that is responsible for the act of conspiracy. They have a long history of it in America, friends. Okay? Read Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. He said, this protester in Berlin said, I want the consensus that used to be possible and now doesn't seem to be. What's happening, friends? The noose is being tightened on a global scale through who? The six corporations owned and operated worldwide and controlled by who? The CIA. Go ahead and check out Operation Mockingbird. We've known about this for a long time in our country alone. Folks, these people are creating a world that they want you to believe in. If you come from a third world country into America, you're going to have more truth than we do in this country. And they're going to come in to America and they're going to tell you that you are being lied to about what's going on. I mean, this is insanity what's taking place in our country today, friends, to say the least. Did you hear about in Los Angeles? We have this little tyrant wannabe. Folks, it's exactly what he is. Eric Garcetti. He's a mayor in Los Angeles. Did you hear what he said he was going to do? He said Los Angeles to shut off water and power to homes hosting large parties or gatherings. This is also the said mayor that's tolerated in Los Angeles, California, that was willing to take our money, our taxpayer dollars, namely in California, and pay for snitches to turn each other in. This is the same guy. I told my son this morning when I seen this guy, I said, if you pull the curtain back on this guy, you're going to find every form of evil and corruption that he's responsible for. Mark my words, friends. Mark my words. You don't attack your own people in such a fashion, folks, unless you're afraid of being uncovered. Believe me, you. I want you to listen to this. This is, again, Mayor Eric Garcetti in California. I'm talking to you, Mayor America. You're under attack by your said representatives. I'm telling you, deal with this Eric Garcetti, friends, because I am telling you what, folks, it's not going to take too long before you find out the crimes that he is guilty of. Listen to this.
I'd like to take a moment and share another announcement. Ever since March 15th, when Los Angeles was the first city to shut down businesses where people gather, we've made it our mission to limit the spread of this disease and to limit the risks of lives and to our economy. We've been clear from the beginning that getting together in groups outside of your household that is not permitted is not allowed. We've asked Angelenos not to gather or to have parties. I know this has been a tough ask because we're Angelenos. We like to be with each other. We like to be around people. We want to see our friends and families. And I know how tough these months have been for all of us. Everything that we are doing, though, everything that we individually and collectively are sacrificing, depends on each one of us doing our part to reduce infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. And these sacrifices help us manage access to the economy and a paycheck, keep more businesses' doors open. But all the sacrifices can be undone by those who refuse to follow the science and who refuse to follow the rules and put our economy and our community at risk. Recently, we've seen the reports of some large parties and gatherings in flagrant violations of health orders. As our County Department of Public Health said yesterday, and I quote, "The highest risk settings are large in-person gatherings where it is difficult for individuals to remain spaced at least 6 feet apart and where face coverings are not worn. The consequences of these large parties ripple far beyond just those parties. They ripple throughout our entire community because
the
virus can quickly and easily spread. While we have already closed all nightclubs and bars, these large house parties have essentially become nightclubs in the hills.
Now listen to what he's saying, friends. Listen to what this guy's saying. Mayor Eric Garcetti, folks, I'm telling you, he is a criminal. His record behind closed doors is from his feet to the top of his head. I promise you. Folks, they're attacking you, not the coronavirus. Where did he get the constitutional edict to go ahead and enforce the unenforceable? Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you want to check us out live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies that we're exposing even now. And friends, if you want to go ahead and jump onto YouTube on the right side of the page, do so. Click onto it and go to live chat. Join us on live chat, friends. I pay attention to your comments over there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can do the same thing over at beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto YouTube, go to the right side, join us on live chat. Again, if you want to call in 128 cities at any time, make sure you keep your eyes on the road, right? And if you're in one of the 53 countries that we broadcast into and you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was just highlighting the fact that Los Angeles is now to shut off water and power to homes. Now listen, that is coming from those that are stating that they're looking out for you and your good. They're going to shut your water off if you gather. They're going to shut your power off if you gather. Where is it their business to tell people they can get together or not? None. Where is it there? Where has it been given unto them, friends, to shut down businesses? They never have been. See, they're only doing what the people are letting them get away with. And see, what I was talking about during the first segment over in Germany, it took them a minute to catch on to what was going on. And now, guess what, friends? They're standing up to the very people that are assailing them. They're not assailing the coronavirus, friends. They got the noose on your neck, and they're slowly tightening it through totalitarian methods, through forced compliance that's illegal in America. Okay, I'm not saying this because I'm having a bad day. I'm not saying this because I'm looking to scream out about. I'm not doing it for that. I do this because I love God and I love the people in my country. And sometimes I feel like I got to shake you by the scruff of the neck to wake you up as to what's going on here. The enemy sows tares while men slept. Matthew 13:25. And it's exactly what's happening. If you are drinking the Kool-Aid as if to suggest that these people are looking out for your good? They're not attacking the virus, friends. They're attacking the American people that they're to serve. My son just told me during the break, Dad, did you notice that during the video, during the audio for our listeners, did you notice this Mayor Eric Garcetti? He doesn't have a mask on. He said, Dad, he's reading off his little iPad, his teleprompter. I said, of course, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. My friend Diana just said, this man's a scoundrel. He is, and when you look at 1 Kings 13:33, it says that they appointed the baser sort. Who did? Those that refused to turn from their sin and to God. These are the type of people that they need to attack the American people because they're willing to do it. And how is it that they're doing it? And why is it that they're doing it? It's because they are distorted men, and you're going to find out exactly what I'm talking about right after this next segment. This guy is as corrupt as he is tall, and he looks like he's about 4 feet tall. I don't care. If that light in you be darkness, oh, how great is the darkness. And this little scoundrel is one of them that needs to be lawfully dealt with. And I guarantee you, listen to me, I guarantee you, you pulled the curtain back just a little bit on a guy like this or anybody acting in such a fashion, you're going to find out, friends, that they are corrupt to the core. They're guilty of everything under heaven because nobody else would attack their own people in such a fashion. These people all the well know what they're doing. On so many fronts. I just got done telling you, friends, that this is not about the coronavirus. They can't prove the narrative on coronavirus. That's why you're finding that doctors are being forced to manufacture coronavirus deaths. That's why they're faking the test. We reported last week that we found in Florida over 333 clinics that tested people for the coronavirus, every single person came back positive. Of course! Of course! They have to manufacture the narrative that they cannot justify that's been debunked over and over and over again. Friends, this is why in Germany they're protesting now. Wake up to what's happening there first and foremost so you don't have to get to that point. These people need to be lawfully dealt with in the state of Minnesota. There's a couple states in our union right now where there's recalls going on concerning the criminals that call themselves governors that are in fact attacking their own people. Have you had enough yet, America? Have you had enough yet? Because I have. I'm going to go over to my friend Liz Wheeler from Tipping Point. And she wants to share with you four shocking statistics about the COVID-19 lockdown. Now, you tell me, is this an attack on the virus or is this an attack on you? Listen to this.
Four shocking statistics about the COVID-19 lockdowns. Not the virus, the lockdowns. According to new data from Yelp, 55% of businesses that have been forced to shut down between March 1st and July 10th, thanks to the government-mandated lockdowns, are now closed permanently. That's right. Half of businesses that were shut down have been forced to close forever because they couldn't make ends meet. The government-mandated lockdowns killed them. According to the data from Yelp, the rate of permanent business closures is actually accelerating. In June, 44% of businesses closed since March closed for good, compared to 55% through the middle of July. So it increased by a whopping 11% in just 1 month's time. Meanwhile, according to a new report from the UK government, more than 200,000 Brits are expected to die thanks to the government-mandated lockdowns. Again, not the virus, the lockdown.
That's right.
46,000 people have died in Britain from COVID-19, but according to the UK government data, 200,000 are expected to die from the lockdowns themselves, from delayed medical treatment, suicide, domestic violence, and economic devastation, amounting to nearly 1 million years of life lost because of the lockdowns. Speaking of years of life lost, Stanford epidemiologist Dr. Scott Atlas says the lockdowns in the U.S. will result in more years of life lost than the virus will cause itself. Atlas says, and this was back in May when he wrote this, and I quote, "The disease has been responsible for 800,000 lost years of life so far. Considering only the losses of life from missed health care and unemployment due solely to the lockdown policy, we conservatively estimate that the national lockdown is responsible for at least 700,000 lost years of life every month We're about 1.5 million so far, already far surpassing the COVID-19 total. End quote. This isn't just happening in the U.S. and the U.K. either. According to a new report from the United Nations, the government-mandated lockdowns are killing people all around the world. In fact, the new UN report says 10,000 children around the world are dying of starvation every month thanks to the government-mandated lockdowns in our country and others. 10,000 kids every month. And don't try to tell me if we hadn't locked down, the virus would have been worse. That's an unfalsifiable claim. It was based on ridiculously flawed model predictions built on secret algorithms. There's no way to disprove it, and it doesn't match with reality. Because if lockdowns worked, then how do you explain Sweden, who didn't lock down and is now seeing COVID-19 cases and deaths completely bottom out? The truth is, politicians messed up. They messed up big time. The COVID-19 virus may be bad, but the so-called cure from our government, locking down the nation, ruining our economy, devastating people's lives here and around the world, is not only worse, it's deadly.
Did you hear that, friends? Who's doing the killing? 55% of the businesses that have been shut down. And by the way, America, it's nobody's fault. I say this out of love, I really do, but your own for submitting to it. It's a paper law. They have nothing to enforce against anybody that doesn't submit. Okay? They just want to ostracize you. That's why they keep promulgating this through the news, to ostracize the people that don't submit. Well, go ahead and ostracize, go ahead and demonize, and go ahead and polarize. Okay? Because it was your methods that taught me how to deal with you. And if you're listening, you have your ears open and you have your eyes open, friends, you're going to figure out as to who is doing the attacking. And it's not no coronavirus. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do is right when I come back on the other side, man, I got a lot of information to cover. I got you for 2 hours, I know. I'll probably just break into this just for one segment. But while you were distracted by the mainstream media, 87 politicians were being exposed for their horrific crimes. How many have you heard about America? No, they don't want to show you that, do they? Nope. Nope, they don't want to. But guess what? In this ministry, we're not asking for the devil to give us permission to obey God. No, sir. No, sir. And we're going to let you know exactly who they are and the crimes that they're guilty of. They're horrific crimes. The mass, friends, of these 87, the majority of them, pedophilia crimes against children. Boy, oh boy, friends, this keeps coming to the light more and more and more. And we've known this since the 70s. Watergate was a cover-up for a pedophilia ring in Washington, D.C. Most people didn't know that. But now you do. So we're going to come back, and I'm going to play one more audio for you from a doctor exposing what's going on in Florida concerning, again, the fraud being perpetuated upon us by this government in the mainstream media. Be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As negotiations continue on Capitol Hill between Democrats and Republicans, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says now is the time to go big.
Everybody who talks to us from in the economic world and all the rest are saying, pay now or pay later. You're going to pay more later. You're going to pay more later. You absolutely must have to think in a big way.
The debate continues over mailing everyone a 2020 general election ballot via mail-in voting or the more secure absentee voting where you request a ballot from the state. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey says his state has mail-in voting down.
78% of the citizens already vote by mail in Arizona, but we've been doing this since 1992.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says all school districts in New York State can reopen for in-person learning. Cuomo says the infection rate in New York is the best in the country, and if anybody can open up, we can. But he also adds it's up to the teachers and school districts.
Because if the teachers say, I'm not coming back, or the parents say, I'm not sending my child, then whatever the school district says is irrelevant.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is calling for an immediate nationwide stay-at-home order to contain the spread of coronavirus. Biden telling CNN if he were president,
if I were president today, I would roll back the reopenings in a number of places. Bars should not be open. There should not be congregations of more than 10 people.
President Trump urging Americans to social distance, but leaving it to governors and local officials to decide whether to shut down what they consider non-essential businesses. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Oh, my goodness, friends. I got some more audio for you. 1-866-582-9933. It's amazing to me how quiet people are. And I've shared this with you before in the past. But I'll tell you what, when the show's all over with, man, I'm getting the emails. This is what you should have said. This is how you should have said it. This is the topic that you should be covering right now. Well, listen, lines are all open for you. 1-866-582-9933. Again, if you want to watch us live and join us on live chat, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click onto YouTube. If you want to watch us live and join us on live chat, go to beforeitsnews.com. I have much information to cover here, friends. I really do. I want to give you one more audio from a doctor, Dr. Darold Morris. I believe he's out of Florida. This is brand new. And he wants you to know what's going on concerning the coronavirus and how it is that you're being lied to and how the medical industry is now being used to manipulate results concerning those that are tested. Listen to this.
Hey everyone, I'm here at Morris Medical Center with my dad, Dr. Darold R. Morris, the second D.O. He has some things he would like to share and bring attention to in regards to how politics is affecting the medical world right now.
Yeah, there are three things right now mainly politicized in this, especially during this coronavirus pandemic situation. One is here in Florida, they've already exposed 40 or more labs that are doing COVID testing that are in fact faking the results.
Faking the results.
100% positive result ratios, which is just statistically impossible. Two of the labs that
they're
have
all
already been
positive.
Audited, it turns out instead of 100% positive, they were coming out at less than 10% positive. So these this is political, ridiculous motivation, insurance fraud. There's all kinds of illegality going on here. One of the other points I'd like to touch on is in Florida here, they're reporting that we don't have enough hospital beds, and this is completely not true as well. What happened is a few months back, the hospitals here had massive layoffs because they were slow and business was just slow. and due to not being able to do elective procedures and things like that. And so they are running many of them at 50 to 60% staffing capacity. And the real stats are that there are more than enough beds. What there is not enough staff. So they may be full to capacity based on the number of staff members they have working, but they don't have a full staff working. So those numbers are being manipulated as well. And lastly, regarding the treatment of COVID-19, yesterday and the day before, there were many doctors who had a press conference in Washington, D.C. about their successful treatment of the virus. One particularly has treated over 300 patients in the Houston area with diabetes, hypertension, and COVID positive, and with massive success treating with hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and the protocol with Zithromax, which is having good success in many practices across the country. But physicians are being shouted down, and the media is not carrying it because it's not the mantra of what turns out to be the left media. It's clearly a hit on the trying to hit on the president here.
Yeah,
and those videos showing those physicians who were having successful treatment with that protocol has now been deleted from Twitter and Facebook, which you all probably know are lean, left-leaning organizations. And that's just censorship and restricting the information flow in the United States. In our practice, I've written that same protocol for many of my patients that are at risk, and the local pharmacies have refused to fill my prescription. I've had many patients on Zithromax or hydroxychloroquine for many years because I also treat lupus, and for 20 plus years they've been on that medication with no side effects, no trouble whatsoever. And so there's no reason to not utilize that protocol if it's indicated, and not letting that information freely flow and refusing to utilize those protocols, which are having success in other practices, is just criminal.
Yeah,
and it's, so and with it's, that being said,
and it's interesting, friends. Thank you, Doctor. I totally appreciate that for telling us the truth. It's interesting how these guys are being shadow banned, censored, completely expunged from big tech companies. That's why they're protesting in Germany, friends. They're protesting in Germany because they're noticing what we notice now. Some people are saying, well, we got to get a hold of that spirit of Germany. No, they're far, they're too far gone. And the fact of the matter is they're now beginning to pick up. We have more information than any other country on the globe. There's no we're an embarrassment. We're a byword. We're a proverb to other countries because they look to America as being a beacon of light, as the standard, hoping that the American people get back to the Constitution and deal with the corrupt that this doctor just exposed once again. He even brought up the word insurance fraud, of course. The nurses, I don't know if you know this or not, but nurses and doctors, what they do is they have these little charts of what they want to find on their clients, their patients. You just find the easiest thing that they can go ahead and get a little cash out of their clients for, namely their insurance company. So this is what they do is they tag it to that, and they get a paycheck. And folks, you better know as well as I do, there's a lot of people across this country who could care less about me and you. They don't care about each other. They care about themselves. And when I hear people say, I'm just doing my job, and I'm doing this for me and my family, no, you're not. If you're doing it for you and your family, then look out for your brother the same way that you would look out for you and your families. That's real love. Do unto others as you would have them do unto yourselves. Now, with that said, friends, again, I'm going to continuously combat this perpetual fraud that's being thrown down on the American people. I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, 2-3 weeks ago, they lost the narrative. This is why they're coming in and being more forceful. This is why they want businesses to be the mask police. This is why they want people to snitch on each other. You look at the front page of the paper, what is it? Coronavirus. Always, what are they doing? Feeding into fear. Why? Because they want to paralyze the people from standing up against them and their fraud. And folks, again, how many times do they need to lie to you before you figure out who the fraud is? This is not an attack on the coronavirus. It's an attack on every single one of us in America. And this now going global. Don't believe me? Ask Bill Gates. We played the audio. Folks, we're in some dire times. We're in some serious times. We better get our dukes up. We don't need to wait for what's going on in Germany to learn from the Germans. They learn from us, right? Too much has been given, much is required. And nobody's got more than we do in this country, friends. And out of gratitude towards God and Jesus Christ for his sacrifice for our sins, and in the natural, 2 Corinthians 5:15, the fallen veterans that fought, bled, and died fighting against the very things that you're tolerating today in your country, when is it that you're going to stand up and understand what it takes to pay the price? Folks, while you are distracted, my main topic, I'm just going to be able to tip into it just for a moment. I'm going to get to this tomorrow in a greater degree. I got you for 2 hours on Saturday from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. But listen, I'm going to put a little salt on your tongue. I'm going to show you why America is under judgment today. While you are distracted, again, by the same mainstream media that's used right now by the CIA and six corporations to browbeat you into submission, this same mainstream media distracted you from the 87 politicians that were busted. Now, don't get me wrong, friends. Don't get me wrong. How good is government? Here, I'll tell you how good government is. Remember during Barack Hussein Obama's criminal tenure? Not one, for 8 years, not one individual in government drew up the Articles of Impeachment. Not a one. Article 2, Section 4. In other words, the message to you is they're not going to do what God has commanded you to do. Christian patriot conservatives. Because otherwise, you're good for nothing only to be trodden under the foot of men. Matthew 5:13. Hey folks, Americans have known this for decades and have done little to nothing. I want you to remember that these horrific crimes committed by 87 politicians, a majority of them were aimed at children in America. Read Malachi 2:2. This will explain to you why we're in trouble today, because Americans have not laid it to heart. Hey, folks, this list that I'm going to highlight in a moment, it should come as no surprise as to what's taking place in your country today. It explains why we have seen that these said representatives are continuously bearing fruit. For decades, we have known of this corruption, and now it's all coming to the light. Oh, and by the way, including this current administration, friends, don't deceive yourselves into believing outside of the facts. Okay? Be not deceived. You all remember when Congress back in the 80s, was called out for pedophilia. Again, don't forget about Watergate, because that's what it was all about, was a cover-up concerning a pedophile ring back in the 70s in D.C. Well, then here comes the 80s. So we knew back in the 70s this was going on. And then in the 80s, they came up with a documentary called Conspiracy of Silence, which is very disturbing to watch. Especially when you're listening to these victims, these children that were victims of politicians in D.C. and all over the country, and how well protected they are by the corruption found in those agencies that you have been led to believe are there to protect you from the big guys, namely the FBI. I'm talking about the corrupt, compartmentalized agencies of the FBI. When Conspiracy of Silence came out, Discovery Channel was going to go ahead and push it out there for America to see. It was even on the TV guide, friends, for those that didn't know. And then all of a sudden, for some reason or another, the networks were threatened and Discover was paid $500,000 not to air the documentary that exposed them for who they are in fact. Well, guess what, friends? Today we got names. And for those that didn't know, I can tell you who was on the upper echelon during the 80s, George Bush Sr. And this was a very well-known fact for the record. He liked black children, by the way. Just to show you how sick in his mind he was. He hated them outwardly, but inwardly, friends, he preyed on them, namely black children. He was a sick joker. No wonder why they called him Evil Poppy. Insider said he was the evilest man alive. I'm going to bring you fast forward right on the other side, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I was just talking about this yesterday, how people, they put up these t-shirts to itch their ears to tell them information that they need. It's always unidentifiable, unverifiable, right? But they tell you it's absolutely the truth, regardless of what it is that they're trying to verify that they can't prove. That's why people are called conspiracy theories. We don't do that here on the show. Okay, I was just talking about during the end of the last segment, Conspiracy of Silence came out back in the end of the 1980s. Conspiracy of Silence, you can watch it online. Discovery was going to air it. Congress put a stop to it. It's amazing what they can put a stop to when it's the wrong thing. But it's amazing what they can't do when it's the right thing. Right, America? That's you, America. That's not on them. That's what you tolerate. Okay? And then I brought up the fact that George Bush Sr. was one that was continuously named. Yeah, that's a fact. CIA whistleblowers, FBI whistleblowers said he was one of the most wicked men on the planet. They called him Evil Poppy. Evil Poppy. And they would always do the unthinkable, friends, and that's exactly what we're getting to right now. While you were distracted by the mainstream media, 87 politicians were being exposed for crimes. I'll tell you what, this is one area, if you want to cut me to the chase, it's this, the kids. And it's the same thing with our Lord and Savior, who said it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and to cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Who would go after the children outside of the fact that that would be the heart of the enemy? Satan himself. The unthinkable. Hey, folks, I'm going to expose on this list 87 politicians. I'm going to do my best to get to what I can get to today, and we'll pick it up again tomorrow on Saturday. But you need to understand Matthew 7:16 through 20. You shall know them by their fruits. Why is America being judged? You shall know them by their fruits because the American people have continuously given corrupt politicians pass after pass when it comes to anything and everything that they are found guilty of. Because the American people have given them some congressional immunity to act like a demigod because the American people, 330 million of them, sit back and do nothing but talk about the problems rather than stand up and do something about the problems. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth an evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. So no matter how many different ways or methods these people try to put themselves up as the righteous, the Lord will bring and is bringing into light as to who they really are. I had brought up just a couple days ago, it came up by the Holy Ghost. And I'm thinking of Ezekiel 8:11. And what does it say? This is a prime example. I got a little ahead of the game. Didn't know exactly how to line this up. But here we are. The Lord's quickening it right now. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. And what happens when the American people are soft judges? You produce hardened criminals. Okay? I want you to think about one more thing before I start rocking this thing. Okay? I want to remind you that these criminals that are being popped, these 87 politicians that are being exposed for their horrific crimes against children, our children, friends, I want you to keep in mind that these are the same ones that have advocated for sodomy through legislation, which is a felony in every state in our country, homosexuality. These are the same criminal politicians that are advocating today for pedophilia. Hey, folks. If you're not standing against sin, it's because you're guilty of it, okay? They're not standing against it, friends. They're advocating for it because they're guilty of it, okay? Also keep in mind, these same criminal politicians are the same ones that advocated for pornography back in the 60s. 1968, it became illegal. You can't legalize that which is illegal in the sight of God, friends. Because His law will always condemn the wicked and justify the righteous. But they call that free speech, okay? These are the same criminals that were all about it in advocating for the crimes that they were trying to normalize that they, in fact, were guilty of committing against children. You ready for this? 87, okay, this is what it says, this list. Democrat and Republicans, there's no difference. You're going to find the Republicans are worse. Listen carefully. Again, that's unconstitutional party affiliation. 87 of these devils were exposed for their crimes against children. Illinois State Representative Keith Famham has resigned and was charged with possession of child pornography and has been accused of bragging at an online site about sexually molesting a six-year-old girl. Illinois State Representative. Hey, folks, I'm going to hold some names and titles from this conversation, but I'm telling you, I'm talking to the man. In my county, back in the 90s, there was a kid named Josh Gulman that was going out into St. John's outside of St. Cloud, Minnesota, highest rate in the country that they're now turning into Somalia, or they're trying to do their best in doing so. He was out at St. John's. I believe he was going to school to become an attorney. He found out about the corruption amongst the priests out there, and then he went missing. When I asked this individual who would know all about that issue, he said the whole thing was thwarted in the county in which that took place, namely Stearns County. Every time the Federal Bureau of Investigation gets in, it's a ceiling, and all of a sudden, the investigations go away. Because those agencies, not all of them, friends, and I'm talking about the corrupt, compartmentalized version of the FBI that are controlled. There's good guys in the FBI. We had one on yesterday, John Guandolo. But the corrupt part, friends, are there helping protect the very ones that they should be prosecuting, just like the media, okay? Let me go to the next one. Randor Township Board of Commissioners member Philip R. AHR resigned from his position after being charged with possession of child pornography and abusing children between 2 and 6 years old. Abusing children between 2 and 6 years old. I get some of you idiots that listen to me say, well, Bradley, why do you got to yell? Let me ask you something. Why aren't you? Why are you not? Why are you not up in arms about what these criminals are not only doing to our country, but what it is that they're doing to our children? Are you okay with it? You're a part of the problem. You strain at the gnat and you swallow the camel. Oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, you know what? It's a good thing they ain't my kids. Oh, they are your kids in the sight of God. You are your brother's keeper. You're a problem in this country. You're a part of the problem. These people are encouraged to do the things they do because you don't stand against them. You don't take the time to see it through and to take their game, namely use the law and bring it against them in their crimes. Oh, well, maybe they should just resign. Yeah, what about the kid that was abused? Should he just resign from the crimes that were committed against him? Let me remind you, friends, Scripture doesn't even highlight these sort of crimes because they were the unthinkable, but not in America today. Hey, man, if you're in government, just go ahead and do whatever you want to do, and the media and these agencies will do their best to defend you. So you can continue on in your crimes against little children. What's wrong with you people? Activist and BLM member, organizer Charles Wade was arrested and charged with human trafficking and underage prostitution. You know, I want to go back to this friend of mine who has all authority to enforce law. I told him that never, ever better not come before my face. Because if I ever see it or if I ever hear it, you, sir, do not need to be called, nor do you need to call anybody to come get this criminal. Because he ain't going to be there when you get there. This is unthinkable. Crimes. Texas attorney and activist Mark Benavides was charged with having sex with a minor, inducing a child under 18 to have sex, and compelling prostitution of at least 9 legal clients and possession of, again, child pornography. I have never seen it. I'll tell you what, Twitter is filthy to the core. Almost every time I get a new friend, I have to vet my new friends to see what kind of stuff they want to try to bring in and put it on my feed. It's absolutely amazing. By the way, did you know that the FBI has something called Operation Pacifier? They're trying to append pornography, child pornography, on their political opponents. Did you know this is going on? Just only further solidifies my point. I'm going to pick this up tomorrow. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Talk to you for 2 hours, 2 to 4 Saturday. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.